Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
riding the Skybus from the airport to wherever destination you're going.
I hate the bus.
Really?
The Skybus.
Cheap and convenient.
No,
$15.
Cheap and convenient, and in a lot of locations. But I'm just saying, like, every time I fly, like, especially Melbourne, the airport's so far away.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I tell you what it is. It's because when I go somewhere, I'm so excited to go there, right? So I'm pumped up. You go to Melbourne, you're like,
especially Melbourne.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, we're going to
footy
and
cap.
Yeah, you're like, you're so excited, right? Then you land and you're still buzzing. You're like, we're Melbourne. And then at some point when you're walking off the plane into the bloody airport, you go, I gotta get on that bus.
Actually, you know what?
You know what I mean?
It really takes the wind out of your sails. I couldn't agree more because I was the same. Yeah. The reason I brought that up is because I've recently been on a Skybus. I was at a Bucks party in Byron on the weekend, and the same thing.
Gold Coast.
I'm like, get off of the Goldie if you've been to the boys. How good's this? 45 minute wait for the bus, and then it's an hour on the bus.
Just get an Uber.
Yeah, and I was
no,
chatting.
The Melbourne Uber's heaps expensive, and the one from Coolangatta to Byron's expensive.
Very expensive.
It's how long's the bus expensive trip?
It's about 55 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's a long Uber.
And it's even worse because I was by myself, so I had to get on this bus to meet all the lads and have a good time. But the worst part about it was
Wasn't there people on your flight with you there?
No. They were on the flight before me, and because I came in too late, they got on another bus. Pricks, I know.
They didn't wait for you?
No. Well, I mean, my flight was late, and I couldn't ask them to wait longer.
You could.
Oh no, I did. Sorry, I did ask them to wait longer. They just didn't. But I was on Yeah, exactly. Choose your friends, guys.
Yeah. Can't choose your friends, but you can choose your family.
Wrong way around.
Other way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Other way around.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
That's right.
Imagine if you couldn't pick your friends. Imagine if you're like, you're going to be friends with this person.
I feel like that's what people are like, generally. They grow up with people and they go, well, I've been friends with them forever.
They're my oldest friend. Why are you inviting them to a wedding?
I was chatting to someone the other day who goes, just complaining about their friends and I just hate them. And I went, well, don't be friends with them. Oh, I've known them forever.
Yeah. So that's some sort of excuse. We were born in the same hospital at the same time.
Yeah, I've known them.
Who cares?
I've known them since grade one.
Who cares?
What? That's not a good
perfect
reason.
Opportunity to kick them to the curb because you've known them long enough. Time for some new friends. You've been quiet. What's going on?
There hasn't been a lot of opportunities for me to interject, and I haven't had much. You guys have been doing fine on your own. But sometimes you don't need me.
You're right.
But I'm literally giving you an opportunity now.
No, I don't have anything to add.
What do you think on the friends gear?
I think you're right. Don't keep people around that don't add anything to your life. But in the same sentence, sometimes people are in a group that you maybe don't get along with, but they're in the same group. So I get both sides.
See, that was
get both
good...
sides, love both sides.
You were all about sides, aren't you?
Yeah. Love everything about both sides.
Yeah, you're just greedy. You just want it all, don't you?
Absolutely. Why not be greedy?
Kid in a lolly shop, mate. You'll have everything.
Yeah, just finger in every pie. Oh, grace guard.
Careful.
It's a fun little music, isn't it?
Still going? Might just cut this part out.
No, don't. Cut the bit out where you start.
Huge news over the weekend because it's looking more and more like we could be getting a third Mamma Mia movie.
This is huge.
Okay. During an appearance this week on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Jimmy, keep your earphones on.
Yeah.
Nate, keep your earphones on. Amanda Seyfried, who plays Sophie in the movie, said she was definitely down to film a third movie. Nate, can you get back over to the desk? You need to play the audio.
I'm sorry. I'll play the audio.
Thank you.
Do you want it now?
Yes, please.
Next week, I'm going to have on the amazing Cher, your friend.
Oh,
From Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. And I know that she has already said that she is up for a third Mamma Mia. So let me ask you, Amanda, take a chance on three?
Definitely third Mamma Mia. Yeah, listen, if it was up to me, yes, of course, there would be eight Mamma Mias. Do you know how much fun that is?
Is that just your voice stuffed in?
It's not my voice.
Did you do it at the end?
We need eight Mamma Mias.
I mean, I would love eight Mamma Mias, but no, that's actually Amanda Seyfried and not me.
And she'd be happy with eight.
Yeah, so Cher said she's down for a third one. Julie Walters, who's also in it, and Harry Potter, Nate, see, I'm putting something in there for you.
Yeah, there you go.
She said she's completely retired from acting.
Julie Walters in Harry Potter.
Oh, and Mamma Mia. She's Mrs. Weasley.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, also, I don't want to steal your gossip, Nate, keep going. Got some sad Harry Potter news. Malfoy's mum died over the weekend.
Yeah.
Cancer.
It's very sad. She's in Peaky Blinders as well.
Yeah, she is too.
Julie Walters said she's retired from acting completely unless they do a third Mamma Mia.
And who's she?
She's Rosie in Mamma Mia and Mrs. Weasley in Harry Potter.
Mrs. Weasley.
She's retired from acting.
Yeah.
She's retired from acting unless they do another Mamma Mia.
I mean, big call.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
What do you mean, Mamma Mia and Harry Potter?
She's, sorry, she's like a dame. She's a dame.
She's a dame.
She's a dame. Yeah,
she's a dame.
She's a
dame. Julie Walters.
She's a piece. Remember when I thought dame was just like...
like a good-looking person.
Person.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
It's like, damn.
That blew my mind that day. Yeah. If you missed it, we were on the radio and I discovered, I thought dame just meant someone who's like...
really
hot. Yeah. And
it's, I mean, not, every dame I can think of is hot, so...
I said that.
Judi Dench. That's how it all
dame
started.
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench.
She's, okay. Mamma Mia can't be that great of a movie.
It can't. Yes, it's what, so good. What the hell? You've never even seen it.
What is the storyline? Like, what is the storyline?
Okay, I do it. I've never seen it, but this is how much grace has been in my life.
Okay, go.
There's, they go to an island.
Yeah.
Well, they live on an island, yeah.
Well, there's
that's
an island.
That's close enough. Yeah.
This should be a segment on the show. Yeah, yeah. People explaining movies haven't seen. And then there's a bit of confusion about who the real dad is, Nath.
Yeah.
Potentially two dads.
Right. Three.
Three dads.
Three dads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? No, all three dads rock up for Sophie's wedding because she's invited. She thought she'd know who her dad was the minute she saw him, but she didn't. And spoiler alert, they decide to never find out and she has three dads.
So, okay.
Here we go again.
Mama. Daddy. What can the third movie possibly be about?
There's a fourth dad.
Producer Grace in the studio.
Yeah, we are doing the Google off because we need to wake up our brains. I know both of you are struggling a little bit this morning. It's the perfect way to get you started for the week. And today's edition, the reality TV edition, because maths has finished.
Has finally. It though? Has it,
it
actually
is finally finished.
Finished?
You know, you didn't watch it last night, Nath.
No,
did.
I didn't.
They went hard on Lego Masters.
Did
yeah,
they?
So like during the ads, there was a lot of like...
push into it.
Back now, Lego. Yeah, but I was like... and then I was trying to think about the Venn diagram of people who watch maths and watch Lego Masters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how many people that watch...
No.
I feel like Lego Masters more of a kids show.
Absolutely.
We're a family show.
Family show. And
yeah.
They offered us an interview with the Brick Man.
Yeah, everyone seems to get the Brick Man on their show. We've never
Who's
had
the Brick Man.
I don't know.
I've never watched Lego Masters.
Same.
I thought Hamish was.
No,
was
it's
the...
Hamish and the Brick Man. They no, say, Hamish do you want the Brick Man? No, he's not the Brick
this
Man.
This is like Gorilla vs. Kong.
Oh, Hamish and the Brick Man. That was the lesser known show before Andy came around.
Hamish and the Brick Man! For your drive home.
Good afternoon, everyone.
I'm the Brick Man. I'm here with
Hamish. Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Wah, wah, wah.
Here's how it works. I will give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. No cheating. Best of three. Today we are doing the reality TV edition because maths finally finished last night, officially.
I wonder how easy these things are going to appear on Google. You know what I mean? Sometimes if it's real obvious, they pop up. But reality TV.
I don't know. Could go either way. All right. Question number one. Reality television has been a staple around the world for the last couple of decades. What was the first reality TV show ever?
Nath.
Jeez.
The first, I'll be honest, I was guessing what she was going to ask. I don't know if I'm going
to Were you guessing when did reality TV start?
No, I typed in first reality TV show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting predictable.
Complete guess. Sometimes it pays off, a lot of time it doesn't, believe me. The first reality TV show in modern sense may have been the series The American Sportsman, which ran from 1965 to 1986 on the ABC in the US.
Not the answer I got. Ooh. Jimmy, did you have an answer?
I've got The Osbournes.
No.
Oh.
All right, we might scratch that one because I had an American Family.
I've also got The Osbournes in here as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, Nate's got to give it to me.
No, nobody gets that one. Nobody gets that one. All right, we'll move on to the next question.
Right. Just, I know I would guess, but do you Google these things? Before?
I do Google these. I'm not just picking them from my brain.
Yahoo's them?
Yeah.
DuckDuckGo. Question number two.
Open the old encyclopedia at home. for reality TV.
Tasmanian icon Reggie Bird won one of the first seasons of Big Brother Australia. In what year did she win?
Oh, no, I'm too slow. I'm too slow.
Jimmy.
Mark.
Jimmy.
No, way too slow.
She crowned Big Brother winner in 2003.
That is correct. Well done. 1 point for Jimmy.
See, that's when it doesn't pay off for me. I didn't even get Reggie out. I was trying to guess. I don't know what I was doing.
You're overthinking it. Just let the fingers do the work.
That's what she said.
Question number three. Cam and Jules from season 6 of Married at First Sight are one of the most successful couples on the show, welcoming a baby together last year. What's their baby's name?
Nath. Jimmy. Oh. Guess that one.
Nath.
Oh, crap. Oh. I can't click on anything.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't. That's the rules, mate.
Idiot. I can scroll.
You can scroll. See if you can lock in an answer for me in the reality TV version of Married at First Sight. I mean,
Oliver Chase.
Yeah, it's correct.
got lucky.
All right.
Got lucky.
1 point each. We do need to go to a tiebreaker. Question number four.
Four's after three, mate.
Yeah, I know.
What number comes after three?
Oh, what's happened? We're the ones who had the big weekends.
Well, I didn't have any weekends.
But you are sick, though.
I know.
We're the ones battling. You're supposed to be saving
us. I'm fine. Yeah, all right, question number four.
Grace hung out with cows on the weekend.
I did. And horses.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Old McDonald over here. Had a farm. Yeah,
had
a
farm. Yeah.
Question number four.
Yep.
Drag Race Australia is kicking off for the first time on the 1st of May 2021. Other than RuPaul and Michelle Visage, who is the Australian comedian on the judging panel?
Nath. I didn't even Google it because
I'm pretty
sure
I know.
Reese Nicholson.
That's great.
That's
Jimmy.
The first time.
Jimmy.
Reese.
Also great.
No, but that doesn't count. You have to Google it.
Yeah, but I knew the answer.
No, that's not how the game works.
Are you just changing the rules now?
Yep.
No, you can't do that.
Because I knew Cam and Jules' baby name, but I still tried to...
No, you did not. What is it?
What is it now?
Do you remember it?
What is it?
You don't remember it, do you?
Charles.
No.
He's dead. He's dead. His jokes are really bad. And Hobart wants to laugh right now, but instead they're going to say...
Oh, Dad.
Oh,
Dad.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy.
Stop it, Daddy.
Papa. No more.
Nate, I've got three jokes for you.
Go ahead.
I know you're going to love them. What do you call a sad strawberry?
A sad strawberry. I don't know.
A blueberry.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. Clever. Fruit gear.
I went on a date the other day. Well, I asked this girl on a date.
Sure.
And I asked her to meet me at the gym. You know, I love working out.
You do love working out. Looking after yourself, mate. You look great.
Yeah, so I said, let's just go to the gym. And she didn't show up.
Oh.
She didn't show up.
She didn't show up.
And it was at that point, Nath, I knew things between me and this girl were not going to work out.
Clever.
Finally, mate, you know my artist. I've got that girlfriend who's an artist.
Jeez, you've seen a few, aren't you? Most wanting to come to the gym.
I'm just living, mate. Yeah. Living. So, you know, I've got that artist girlfriend.
Yeah, of course. Very talented.
Look, whenever she's sad, I draw things on my body.
Okay.
Well, I let her draw things on my body.
Oh, she does it. Well, she's the artist.
Yeah. And she likes using crayons as well. She likes to do crayons and paintings and
difficult
stuff.
Difficult for that to appear on skin.
Skin. Okay. But that's, look,
it's fine, whatever.
I'm just trying to give her a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Cry on. Cry on.
Oh, yeah. I can't give that.
Ah! No!
You were. That may have been one of your worst. I just got to be honest. I've got to be the voice of the people here. That sucked.
It sucked.
The other two were great. We should have stopped. And the best is beforehand. I was like, Jim, I've got time for two. And you're like, no, I'm getting
three.
Third in.
Should have stopped.
You should have stopped. Oh, Jacob, young Jacob from Brighton, rescue us. Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Going all right, Jackie. You got a joke for us?
What do you call a dog that's a magician?
A dog that's a magician. I don't know, Jacob.
A Labradoodle.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but is it a shoulder to cry?
Have you heard the crayon gear, though?
Shoulder to cry.
Good on you, Jacob. Michaela, also from Brighton. Michaela, you got a joke for us?
I sure do, yes.
Go ahead.
Why do potatoes make good superheroes?
Why do potatoes make good superheroes?
Yes.
I don't know. Why?
Because they always keep their eyes peeled.
And you know who my favourite potato superhero is, Michaela?
Who?
Spider-Man.
Oh, no.
That's on the fly. That is on the fly.
That was good.
That was good.
Thanks, Michaela.
Jeez.
Yeah. Did you hear the crayon?
No, it's on Friday. I must have been in a generous mood. I gave you a lift to the airport, which is fine. But then I also I came back to work and gave Rachel a lift to the airport.
Oh, you did the double.
I did the double.
I did the double the other day when I picked you up and then picked Sean up, remember? Look at us, Jimmy and I doing the double.
We're just nice guys.
Yeah.
Don't believe
what you hear.
I was about to say the rumours are true. they're just great guys. They certainly are. Yeah.
They don't just put it on for the radio.
No, we don't put it on. We're actually really nice people. But yeah, that's right. Rumours aren't true.
Yeah.
So if you hear anything otherwise, it's incorrect. Yeah. Great blokes. But no, look, I didn't tell you this. I just briefly mentioned it to you then. But when I dropped you off on my way back, I was on the Tasman Highway. And there was some young kids, P-platers, purposely driving slow on the highway, sort of. I realised all these cars sort of banking up, and I was like, why are these cars banking? This is the 110 zone.
Yeah.
And people are going about 80.
Just before the bridge, yeah?
Before the bridge. And a little bit, just past where the speed cameras are.
Yeah, right, okay, past Cambridge.
Yeah. And I was like, why is there all this traffic here? And then I realised, cars were sort of moving to the left, and so then I've been the one to sort of go up the right-hand lane, and I see these two cars mucking about, P-plates on, having a laugh, laughing at each other. Purposely driving slow, sort of next to each other.
Trying to match each other's speed.
Zigzagging, but driving slow as well. Anyway, so eventually one car was going a bit fast, so I moved in the left lane. I did get around them. And as I went past, they're all like, ooh. Like,
there's a few of them in both cars.
Give me the thumbs up. Like
full cars?
No, there was, I think, two in one, three in the other.
Right, okay.
Having a bit of a laugh or whatever. And look, I will say, when I was in high school, a couple of guys a year older than me were driving to a place to play footy. Again, doing the wrong thing, speeding, being silly, and unfortunately they lost their lives. And I come from a very small country town, and that really rocked us.
Of course.
It was horrible. It was awful. I was hanging out with one of them the night before playing pool, having a drink, and then, you know.
How quickly it can be ripped 20. Away.
And look, it's, you know, especially, look, they were P-platers, so I know they were young. And, you know, you're young, and I'm not saying I've never made a mistake on the road or, you know, sped or done that thing, but it can change like that. Mm. Like it's not a place to muck around. And I know that when I, like my old man, I've mentioned this in the show before, fire service, 30-odd years, a lot of stuff he saw was road accident stuff and speed kills and mucking around kills too. And I just, when Dad told me, there were times when I'm 16, 17 going, yeah, right, Dad, you know, it's not going to happen to me.
Oh, yeah, we all heard it.
Because I think I'm cool and I'm invincible and I'm bulletproof. But look, you know, I know a lot of people listen to the show and they listen to the show in their cars and stuff. And we do have a lot of young people that listen. Just, it's not worth it.
No.
Like, you could literally lose your life. Like, the end, that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
So, look, that behavior is not acceptable. So, if you do that stuff on the road trip, be serious. Don't do it. Or if you know someone that does do it, call them out on it.
Yeah.
Call them out on their behavior.
Pull their heads in. Yeah.
If they're acting like a D-head, tell them to not to. Be like, don't muck around. Like, and the thing that made me really angry on Friday was if they could have tipped another, hit another car, and someone else could have lost their life.
Yeah, someone doing the right thing could have lost their life as well, being adversely affected.
They could have lived their life, but they could have done something really effing stupid, and someone else could have lost their, who was just driving or doing whatever, and that pisses me off because your behaviour can take. So again, you know, road safety, it's so important. Like, you know, don't drive tired, all those things. Don't speed, don't drink and drive. But look, don't be silly. That's a simple one. Don't be silly on the roads.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.